you reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music, and we celebrate the 65th birthday of the legendary Stevie Wonder. We also celebrate the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame of Bill Withers. And we celebrate the late, great Mr. Benny King here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Everybody see ya! See ya!
As Little Stevie Wonder, and in 1963, May of 1963, Little Stevie Wonder, was 12 years old when he recorded this single, Fingertips, which became a major hit. It became a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart by the time Stevie became 13 years old. And Stevie Wonder was born on May 13th, 1950. He had a birthday on Wednesday as Stevelyn Hardaway Judkins, known by his stage name of Stevie Wonder. You know, Stevie Wonder was a child prodigy, and he became one of the most creative and loved musical performers of the late 20th century into the 21st century. And you know, Stevie Wonder has had singles like Superstition, Sir Duke, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, I Just Called to Say I Love You. He had such great albums where it showed Stevie leaving that Motown pop image for some of his own creative works like Talking Book, Inner Visions, Songs in the Key of Life. And he has recorded more than 30 U.S. top 10 hits and received 25 Grammy Awards, the most ever awarded to a male solo artist, and has sold over 100 million albums and singles, making him one of the top 60 best-selling music artists. And here on A Bowl of Soul, we just say happy birthday to a legend, a living legend, Stevie Wonder, who turned 65 on May 13th. And going forward, we're going to celebrate Mr. Major Lance, who came out with this song also in 1963, produced by the late legendary Mr. Curtis Mayfield for the OK record label in Chicago, Illinois, called The Monkey Time. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Celebrating here on A Bowl of Soul, the late, great Mr. Major Lance, who was born in Winterville, Mississippi, on April 4th, 1939, and he passed away on September 3rd, 1994, and he, with his family, he is one of 12 children. He was one of 12 children, and he moved from Winterville, Mississippi. They moved to Chicago, where he grew up in the Cabrini-Green Projects, which now has been long since torn down in Chicago. And he developed a boyhood friendship with another person by the name of Otis Leeville, and they both attended Wells High School. This was the same high school where he met Curtis Mayfield and Jerry Butler as well. And he developed a love for singing. He and Otis Leeville formed a group named The Floats in the mid-1950s. And then later on, he was given a one-off record deal with Mercury Records. he did a song called I Got a Girl, which was written and produced by Curtis Mayfield in 1959, but it was not successful. But in 1962, Major Lance signed with OK Records on Mayfield's recommendation. Major Lance was constantly showing up at the OK offices, offering to run errands for the legendary Carl Davis, who also produced some Jackie Wilson records on the Brunswick record label, telling him about the record he once made and how he and Curtis Mayfield were friends from their childhood. His first single, Delilah, was not successful, but established his partnership with writing and arranging team of Curtis Mayfield, Carl Davis, and Johnny Pate, often with members of Mayfield's group, The Impressions, on backing vocals. And the rest is history. Monkey Time, which was the second single on the OK record label, was Major Lance's first hit, becoming a number two on Billboard R&B chart and a number eight pop hit in 1963. The Monkey Time became OK's first hit single for 10 years. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we went from having Detroit soul to Chicago soul. Now we're going to give you some Memphis soul on the Stax record label, The Mad Lads, talking about Patch My Heart. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Subsidiary label called Volt. This is the Mad Lads who sang Patch My Heart, and it was a hit in 1966, and the Mad Lads, they hail from Memphis, Tennessee. And coming up next, continuing on that Southern Soul tip, giving you some soul from Mr. Eddie Floyd, talking about You Better Knock on Wood. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Awesome. onward.
Celebrating the legendary Mr. Eddie Floyd, who is 77 years old. He was born June 25th, 1937. He was born in Montgomery, Alabama, and he grew up in Detroit, Michigan. He founded the Falcons, which was a doo-wop group in Detroit, which also featured Sir Mac Rice, who was a member of that doo-wop group. The Falcons were the forerunners to future Detroit vocal groups such as The Temptations and The Four Tops. Their most successful songs included You're So Fine, and I'm sure you've heard that song. You're so fine, yeah. You're so fine, you're mine, you're mine. And that song as well. And later, Wilson Pickett joined the Falcons. He had a song called I Found a Love. And Pickett then separated from the Falcons and embarked on a solo career, and the Falcons disbanded. But Eddie Floyd signed a contract with the Memphis-based Stax Records as a songwriter in 1965. And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, Memphis Soul has that Detroit Soul connection through Eddie Floyd and Wilson Pickett. And he wrote a hit song called Comfort Me, recorded by Carla Thomas. And then he teamed with Stax guitarist Steve Cropper to write songs for Wilson Pickett, now who was signed to Atlantic Records. Atlantic Records distributed Stax Records, and Jerry Wexler brought Wilson Pickett down from New York to work with Booker T and the MGs. And in those Wilson Pickett sessions, it yielded several pop and R&B hits, including the Eddie Floyd co-written 99 and a Half Won't Do and 634-5789 Soulsville, USA. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, this singer was a legend at Motown. In fact, she was Motown's first successful artist, Miss Mary Wells. But Mary Wells left Motown, I believe, right after My Guy, 1964. And she moved on and she started recording with Atco Records, taking a new turn in her life and a new road. And she recorded this single called called Hands Off My Baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Hands off my baby, girl, don't you touch him. Now he belongs to me. You had him, but you wasn't very wise. You only brought tears to his eyes. Now that he comes knocking on my door, you say you want him back once more. Oh no, hands off my baby. Girl, don't you touch him. Now he belongs to me. And you only do him dirty, girl, if you got him back again. So no, hands off my baby.
Celebrating Mary Wells, who had a birthday on May 13th. She was born May 13th, 1943. Mary Wells would have been 71 years old, actually 72 years old, and she passed away on July 26th, 1992. And, you know, Mary Esther Wells basically was the first artist on Motown to score a number one hit. Her first collaboration, where she teamed with William Smokey Robinson, which led to a succession of hit singles over the following 2 years. Their first collaboration together, 1962, The One Who Really Loves You, was Mary Wells' first smash hit, peaking at number two on the R&B chart and number eight on the Hot 100. And then she had another song called You Beat Me to the Punch. A few months later, that song became her first number one single and peaked at number nine on the pop chart. You Beat Me to the Punch helped to make Mary Wells the first Motown star to be nominated for a Grammy Award, when the song received a nod in the Best Rhythm and Blues Recording category. And we celebrate Miss Mary Wells on A Bowl of Soul. We celebrate her life here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, another legendary singer who we lost very recently, and definitely he's definitely kept it going. Benny King. He passed away on April 30th, 2015, Benjamin Earl King. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Benny King with his standard, the standard for all time, Stand By Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
When the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the life of Mr. Benny King, who is a music legend. You know, Benny King passed away on April 30th, 2015, at the age of 76, after a brief illness. He was a singer, songwriter, mentor, and philanthropist. He was a solo artist as well as the lead singer for the Drifters. Benny King created some of the most memorable recordings in popular music history. When he was with the Drifters, he sang "There Goes My Baby," one of my favorites, "Dance With Me," "This Magic Moment," "Save the Last Dance for Me." "There is a rose in Spanish Harlem," and "Don't Play That Song for Me," which was later on done by Aretha Franklin, "I Who Have Nothing," and the iconic international anthem that was co-written by him, "Stand By Me." "Stand By Me," this song has been covered by countless artists. In March of 2015, Benny King's recording was selected by the Library of Congress for inclusion in the National Recording Registry. He was a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the winner of a Rhythm and Blues Foundation Pioneer Award and the Songwriters Hall of Fame Towering Performance Award. And, you know, we celebrate the legendary Mr. Benny King when he was with the Drifters and as a solo artist. He also had some great cuts like Supernatural Thing that was written by the late, great Gwen Guthrie of Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent. And also, he had this great song, I remember, Music Trance, which was a hot popping record, definitely a great mix record. So on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legendary Benny King, and we pray that he is resting in paradise. Coming up next, a blues, southern blues soul song from the great O.V. Wright, talking about Born All Over. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Mm-hmm.
lived in the best of hotels, girl. I've even slept out in the rain, but I was born all over. So glad to be born all over. Today I found you. I wonder if you mind if I take my time and tell you really what happened to me. Will you listen to me? Always had the best, the very best of everything, but all of this was nothing, baby. You made me feel like a different man. I was born all over. So glad I was born all over. Today too. But none of this changed me, baby, like the day I met you. I've sang in the biggest cities, I've even sang in the smallest towns, but none of this changed me, baby, like the day you came around. You must have had it in for me, baby. You really made me pay my dues. I was born all over. So glad to be born all over. Today I found you. I don't know what you're doing to me, baby. Oh, you hurt me so good.
Celebrating the legendary, the great Mr. O.V. Wright, who passed away on November 16, 1980. Celebrating that Memphis soul blues with the backup of the Willie Mitchell Band, who also backed up Al Green. You definitely need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you.
giving you some instrumental Philadelphia soul. This was the backing instrumental for Hold Back the Night called Scrubboard by the Tramps. Now we're going to give you the vocal version of this song called Hold Back the Night from the Tramps here on A Bowl of Soul. From 1975, Hold Back the Night, done by the Tramps, who were a Philadelphia soul group, and the band's first major success was with their 1972 cover of Zing, Went the Strings of My Heart, and then they released Love Epidemic in 1973. However, they are best known for their Grammy award-winning song, Disco Inferno, originally released in 1975, becoming a United Kingdom pop hit and U.S. R&B hit, then re-released in 1978 and becoming a U.S. pop hit. The lead singer was Jimmy Ellis. Jimmy Ellis passed away on March 8, 2012. In South Carolina at the age of 74. The Tramps are still going, but now it's Earl Young's Tramps, and they still continue to record. And on August 24th, they released Get Your Lovin' While You Can, which was written by the Steels Brothers, renowned for their Philly hits such as Could It Be, I'm Falling in Love, for the Spinners. And this is a bold song. Now, we're going to dig back into the crates and pull out a record that was pretty hot as a regular dancing record, but as a breakbeat hip-hop record. Lucy Hawkins with the John Davis and the Monster Orchestra. Gotta Get Out of Here. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Giving you that break beat.
Yeah.
gotta get out of here, baby. You set me on fire. Gotta get out of here. By Miss Lucy Hawkins, who was from the Bronx, New York. Here on A Bowl of Soul, giving you some of that breakbeat soul. Coming up next, new music by Ty Causey. Talk about Just Another Love Affair. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
My girl, you lost your man. All it took was a simple kiss. At first everything was cool. You were digging me and I was digging you. We were willing to risk it all. But now everything has changed and we're caught up in the game. How do we break our fall?
Music by Mr. Ty Causey, Just Another Love Affair, here on A Bowl of Soul. And definitely You can catch up with Mr. Ty Causey by going to www.tycausey.com, giving you some of that smooth R&B and smooth jazz. And coming up next, we celebrate on A Bowl of Soul the legendary Mr. Bill Withers, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Stevie Wonder. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Lovely Day by Mr. Bill Withers. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Soul music, we celebrate the legendary Mr. Bill Withers, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I hope that you enjoyed this show, giving you some classic soul and some new soul music, as well as celebrating the legendary Stevie Wonder on his 65th birthday, celebrating the late, great Benny King, who passed away on April 30th, 2015, and celebrating the induction of Bill Withers into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. I will catch you next week. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, and make sure you listen to A Bowl of Soul on ownyourpowerradio.biz, on SoundCloud with the legendary Miss Simone Kelly has a great network offering you empowerment tips to help you progress in your life. Make sure you catch me on legend107radio.com with the legendary DJ Heavy giving you A Bowl of Soul on Sundays at 8 p.m. on Super Soul Sundays. You can also catch me on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul and make sure you will hear soul music with uninterrupted or limited commercial interruption. I know you're going to like that. Follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul and make sure you like my Facebook page. It is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And make sure you catch me here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. every Friday Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. This is Professor T. Love, and enjoy this May, and we will continue to give you some more classic soul and new R&B here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.